5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Must admit, I wasn't a ferocious Bible reader.
Put moron number two on the phone.
You should read it. It'd be good for you. Mm-hmm.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
I feel good.
Ah, why would you feel good? The sun's shining. It's magnificent. We're locked up. I'm going to get to that in just a second. But today, nice show for you today. Firstly, a different hump day quiz. Not sure why, but it's different. So we're looking forward to that. And then Tommy Rockliffe, one of our favourites from across the border. We're going to look to just get to the bottom of what Rock's up to. And then a nice joke to finish with. Also, in just a moment, we speak to one of the sharpest young journalists stroke analysts in the AFL about what's coming up tonight in the mid-season draft. That's Mitch Cleary, of course. Hello to you, Fat.
Are you talking about Mitch Cleary?
I am.
Wow. I wouldn't have said one of the sharpest. Oh, but anyway, it'd be great to have a chat to Mitch. Do you know that 602 players have nominated today for the mid-year draft, Jim? So we'll have a chat to Mitchy about that. Yes. But what a beautiful day down here.
Always is
beautiful,
when it's a lockdown.
Sunshiny day. But guess what, Jim? As of Friday, we are open again in regional Victoria. Restrictions to ease in regional Victoria. No limits in the distance you can travel. Seated service for 50 people. That's capped at 50 for the pubs and things like that. And outdoor seating entertainment capped at 50 also. So now, to be honest, I do feel sorry for our Melbourne brothers and sisters. Yeah, yeah. No, you honestly do, Jim. But we needed this. Could you imagine places like Horsham or Strathmerton or Camperdown? Or, you know, they've never
or
heard
Melbourne.
Of... Well, Melbourne have heard of coronavirus. These country towns, Jim, they haven't heard of coronavirus. They've got no idea really what's going on. And all of a sudden, they've been locked down. So I say well done to the government for opening up regional Victoria.
Now, I'm going to let you in on a conversation I had with a mate of mine who lives in Europe. In fact, Denmark.
Right.
He rings me. He goes, let me understand what you're dealing with at the moment. I said, righto, shoot. Because he could tell I had the shits. He said, go on, shoot. He said, so you had, what? He said, tell me your numbers. I said, well, it was three... yesterday and six today. He goes, okay. So 9 people have died in 48 hours and you've shut your state down. I said, not died. That's 9 cases of the coronavirus disease. 9 people have contracted it. They're cases. No one's died for the whole year. He goes, so your whole joint of 6 million people shut down, locked down because of 9 cases of this thing. I said,
about
51. I said, how many have you got? He goes, we get about 850 to 1,000 a day.
A day in Denmark.
We get. I said, so tell me about life in Denmark. He says, as long as you can prove you've either been vaccinated or, Rabs, you've had a test within 72 hours, as long as you can prove one of those two things, you can do whatever the hell you want. So, Bill, why are we the arse end of the world with the crap we're carrying on with? Explain that to me.
Well, we have no deaths. What did you say the death rate was in Denmark?
I think we've had one. No, he's talking about cases per day.
Oh, I know, but they're getting a lot of deaths also,
Bill,
Jim.
Once you've been vaccinated or you've been tested, you can do what you like. How's that for a half-decent idea?
Yeah, I don't mind that, but they're just trying to get on top of it here, Jim.
Fact,
you can see what they're trying to do.
Bell. What they're doing is, you've just described it, we're shutting businesses down. We're going back to bloody ruining families and businesses and lives and, you know, the mental health issues that come with being locked down, the domestic violence, all of the rubbish that this thing brings for 9 cases in 48 hours. Enough. Enough of this, Fat. We got to find a better way.
Yes. I don't know what it is, Jim. I don't know what it is.
I don't either, because I'm no expert, but all I know is I speak to this bloke and he makes it sound pretty clear that if you can prove you've either been vaccinated or tested... you're free to do what you want.
But they're still getting, what they say, 1,000 a day. You've got to get on top of it. That's what they're trying to do, I assume.
We are trying to act as if we can beat it, and it can't be beaten. So we've got to live with it and around it. And the sooner we get our heads around that, the more normal our lives will become. Anyway, that's just my mate who lives over there who can't believe it, and neither can I, by the way. But what we need to do is get across, unless you've got other very quick sport you want.
No, no, French Open. Ash Barty won her first round, Jim. Just, she's a bit sore, but she got through.
I saw that and had some treatment. But the mid-season draft is in for 2021. I'm interested to see how this is going to roll out. We don't know enough about the talents out there. Mitch Cleary does, of course. Very sharp operator, Bill. I don't want anything from you. He used to work with us at the Footy Show and was very good then. He's got even better now. Mitch or Masai, welcome to you.
G'day, boys. I was making coffees for you a few years back, and now you let me on your show.
Oh, that's it. And you're very welcome on the show, too, because we need to know what's going on with the mid-season draft.
27 picks tonight. Club's looking to go and get some young kids. Firstly, some kids overlooked in last year's draft. So we know that they didn't play under 18 footy last year, so there's going to be some good 9-10-year-olds that have snuck through that clubs might go and get. Or clubs at the top end of the table, like a Richmond or a Melbourne, might go and look and see if they can get a player that can help them immediately, like a Marlon Pickett. We know he was taken in 2019, won a flag with his first game. So clubs like, you know, North Melbourne, Hawthorn and Collingwood might go for some kids. Their season's done. Might go for some 19-year-old kids, and the teams at the top might go and look for someone who can come in and play a role straight away.
Now, Mitch, so, as a long-suffering North Melbourne supporter, this young boy from Mentone Grammar, are they definitely taking him, or what's the intel?
Yeah, put it in the book, Jim. 19-year-old kid, sort of came from nowhere, having not played last year. They reckon he's like a cross between Sam DeConning at Carlton and Luke Jackson at Melbourne. That's how good he's going to be. If he was in the draft this year, top 10 or 15 picks, the recruiters say. So he can jump in the ruck. He can take a mark in attack. Put him in the book. He's going to be a nice pick because they took midfielders at the top end last year. They can get a young key forward ruck now.
If you're a ruckman, Mitch, you're a chance, aren't you? A lot of ruckmen have nominated, and I think a few clubs are going to go with them.
Yeah, Hawthorn at pick two, looking at a 19-year-old ruck as well. Bill Ned Moyle is his name. And then you've got a young ruckman at Carlton's VFL, Alex Murkoff. He was playing volleyball a couple of years ago, playing in the amateurs now for Old Ivanhoe. He's played a couple of VFL games. He's probably come from the clouds and is in contention. Gold Coast being a ruck, you expect a few clubs would go that way.
And Tyson Stengel, I should say, his name's been bandied about.
Yeah, so he was listed by the Crows at the start of this year. Part of that settlement was that he was eligible for the mid-season draft this time around. He's met with Collingwood a few times. Could they be looking for an Indigenous small forward? Potentially, he's just got to prove to clubs now that he's over a few of those off-field indiscretions he's had. But they reckon he's probably the best player outside of the AFL list at the moment. He's just got to prove that he's done enough.
Do you like it, Mitch? Do you think this is a good initiative?
I love it because you're looking at clubs like your boys, Jim, the Roos and the Hawks. They can go and warehouse players, essentially, that's the term, to go and put them away and get them for years down the track. There's a kid at Hawthorn's looking at Jai Newcomb. They're looking at giving him a 3-year contract straight up. So that's one for the future. They think he's like a Sam Mitchell clone out of the VFL. Mitchell likes the look of him. Or you look at a club like Melbourne or Richmond who can go and top up and get something immediately. You know, Melbourne lose Adam Tomlinson with his knee. Marty Hawes gone down with an injury. Do they go and look at a ready-made key defender who could come in and play a role this year, potentially? So it serves a lot of purposes for clubs, and we might see a bit of action tonight.
All right, where are we watching this and what time, please?
AFL.com.au, first pick at 7 o'clock, a bit of a preamble before that, but AFL.com.au and the AFL Live app, 27 picks. St Kilda has the most with 4. I can't wait to see a few fresh names get called out.
All right, so called Masai, this young man, because he was Purple's underling at the Footy Show, and Purple was, of course, known as the Purple-Headed Warrior. Mm-hmm. So underneath the Purple-Headed Warrior was the Masai, little Masai.
Masai warrior. I like it.
So, but now, come out from under his shadow and doing magnificent work. Well done, Masai.
Thanks, boys.
Tommy Rockcliffe is not too far away, one of our favourites on the Rush Hour.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
We hear stories around the world that are just weird.
Right.
Basketballer player, even basketball player.
Oh, no.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and it's time to give some prizes away, JB, with Bill's Hump Day Quiz.
Oh, man.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
All right, Pat, you got a different looking quiz today. I'm interested to hear why. But before we get to that, we've had lots of inquiries online as to who could be a part of the quiz. Like Chrissy Gaston, I want to ask Bins if he had his time again, would he adjust his questioning to Jake Kostecki? That's a fair question.
Not bad. I like Adrian.
Oh, you're going?
Adrian, because James is a wombat.
What the hell's that? No wonder you didn't get on, Adrian. Stuart Simpson, every bloody time I hear anything about the NRL, I have to say Rugby League. And are you sure?
You sure?
Yes, we're sure. Rob Ryan, Bill's a legend. Sucked in. Yep. He's not getting on. He was never getting on. Who else did you like there, Fat Boy?
Well, Aaron.
I've already said Aaron.
Oh, have you?
Yep.
No, because I could do a lot better than Bins, even if I was staring up at a plane. That's the old blighty days.
That's when blighty.
Loki, threw the VHS at me.
My new thesaurus is terrible. There's some nice ones here.
Oh, just one more, Jim. Josh. Because Kanga. No, we don't.
That's why he didn't get on. He didn't get on because of that rubbish. That actually never happened. It's mischievous from you two. All right, so, Fat, who have we got?
Yeah. Well, we're mixing it up today, Jim. It's Wednesday, 2nd of June, second day of winter. We are mixing it up on the rush hour. Three contestants, Jim, if you don't mind. Three, and we have three magnificent prizes, Rabsy.
We certainly do. We've got a $200 Neverland store voucher. That's your home of Australian streetwear, if you don't mind. Plus a couple of grilled vouchers to give away, $50, which will get you through lockdown with a couple of meals.
All right. Well,
it will indeed. So three prizes. All right. So let's have a chat to Dan. He's there in Torquay. Nice news today for the regional areas of Victoria, Dan.
Yeah, wonderful.
Yeah, no, it's good here too.
Oh, he's over the moon. And you're a Cats man, Dan?
I am, sadly.
What do you mean, sadly?
Oh, we were deplorable on the weekend against Collingwood.
Try supporting North Melbourne, Dan.
Oh, well, I felt like I was watching Billy Brownless play again.
No, that's actually a good point. That's a good point he makes.
Yeah. Oh, good one, Dan. Very good, yeah.
And that's fair.
What about our next contestant, Jim? Right. I think his name is Matthew.
Matthew?
No.
What is your name?
My name's Matt, but I just spell it differently, Bins. M-A-F-F-E-W-E, Matthew.
His name's Matt Bins.
Well, no, but it's M-A-F-F-E-W-E. Who spells their name like that?
No, well, your name's not Bill, it's Anthony, so...
That's a very good point. Jeez, they're getting the better of you, Fat. I love it. They're all over you like a rash.
Matthew.
And then Aaron's out there in Wang.
Oh, Wangaratta. How's Wangaratta? Well, regional too. That's nice, Aaron, today, the news today, isn't it?
Yeah, no, perfect. Can't wait to play golf on the weekend.
Oh. Well, where do you tee it up? At the Wangaratta Golf Club, I reckon?
Oh, no, just down in Myrtleford, actually.
Myrtleford?
Ooh, nice.
Little country town.
Oh, no.
It is, yeah. How's Wang going?
Yeah, it's nice and warm today, actually. Sun's out. Guns are out.
23 degrees here in Geelong.
Sun's out,
beautiful.
Guns are out. Yeah. All right,
Jim. Literally. So we've got Dan, we've got Matthew, and we've got Aaron.
Yes.
And we're going to have six questions today, Jim.
Six?
So you're the, you're the judge, okay?
All right.
Are you ready, boys?
Let's go.
Yep.
Scream your name out nice and loud when you know the answer.
This is a multiple choice question. Stephen Smith emerged from quarantine holding
Matthew.
We'll go with B, because it doesn't matter whether you get the first question right or not.
B. He's just having a stab at B. All right, you're out, Matthew. Keep going.
A, holding a roll of sandpaper.
Bill.
B, holding hands with Davey Warner.
I'm going to go C.
C is his bat.
No, so as you can have them all.
And hang on, there's one more. One more, Dan. And D, his guitar.
Aaron?
D, the guitar.
There it is. Did you see that photo of him, Jim, when he was in the motel room in quarantine? He had a towel over his head and he was just picking up bats to feel how heavy they were.
Crumbs.
He had about 50 bats.
No, they do carry a ridiculous number these days. Az played a nice game there. Just sat and waited. And all the questions were his at the end.
Yeah, the Bradbury.
Righto.
All right.
Well done. Who is this round's Rising Star nomination? I can give you a clue. A first name that I dislike. Terrible first name. And his surname associated with the Yarra or the Murray or...
Aaron.
I'm not hearing any of these names.
Aaron. Is it Rivers from Melbourne?
That'll do.
He's taken a nice early lead, Az.
Jim, you know what happens when they're two up.
We need to just... Fiddle around.
Touch
him. Yep.
Righto, boys. Is Matthew there?
Matthew's here.
Well, what about screaming your name out, Matty?
I tried, but Bins wasn't listening.
Come on, Bins.
And is Dan there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Sure.
Oh, no, I'm not sure. Name, for question number three, name the only Storm player picked in the New South Wales state of origin.
Matthew.
Josh.
Oh. All right.
Well done, Matthew.
Matty's on one, ours is two, and Dan yet to greet the judges.
Come on, Jim. Now, who is this, guys? It's an audio question.
Dan.
Rafael Nadal.
Rafa.
Oh, well done.
This is good.
That was a hard question, Jim, wasn't it?
So we're 1-1 and 2, as still with his nose in front.
Question 5. Lucky I've got 6 there, Jim. See what I've done.
Lucky, yeah.
At what ground is this weekend's Tigers versus Bombers dream time?
Matthew.
I want the whole lot.
Well, it's at Optus Stadium in Perth with the undercover car park.
Nice, Matty. I like it.
Well, scorecard, please, Jim.
All right, so Matty 2, as 2, and Dan's on 1.
Wow.
Ring-a-ding-ding.
It always is, Jim. I love it.
Not always.
One more question. Yes. Now, boys, Decipher. D-I-S-C-I-P-H.
Decipher.
This player's name who is leading Triple M's Best Player Award.
Aaron.
First name.
Oh, hang on. As?
Oh, righto.
Is it Ollie Wines?
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I heard Dan, but obviously it was us. Well done. That's good. I tell you what, sharp contestants. What are we giving away, please, Rabbits Bartholomew?
Well, you can either grab a $50 grilled voucher, which is sensational because the burgers there are delicious, or a $200 Neverland Store voucher. Ooh. That's your Nina and Pasadena type setup. It's the home of Australian streetwear, neverlandstore.com.au.
I'll take the $200 voucher. There's no grilled up here in the country.
No grilled for Az. He's taking the voucher. Matty.
Geez, he'll look good up at Wangaratta.
Well. We've got a grilled voucher coming your way, Matty, in Kilsyth.
That'll feed the 4 kids.
Beautiful. The oath it will. And Dan, I'll tell you what we'll do. Are you a golfer, Dan?
Yeah, I work at a golf course.
Oh, beautiful. All right, well, we got the brand new. I'll get you a sleeve of the brand new TP5 golf balls from TaylorMade. Only been out a month.
Oh, absolute treat. Cheers, lads.
Well done.
What course you at, Dan boy?
Barwon Valley.
Oh, no. Well, it's a public course down there, Jim. Very nice at the minute. Yeah.
Well, and able to open and people can play there.
Well, they can now. It's off Friday, so that'll be nice.
Be
get
nice
down to Barwon Valley.
Anywhere in Melbourne, by the way, but I've already dealt with that in the opener.
Yes, correct. congrats, boys. Tom Rockliffe to join us next on the Rush Hour.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Yeah, you're just an old man lover.
Yep. I love big saggy balls.
I go.
On the listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Bill, and one of our favourites, Tommy Rockliffe, joins us.
We've got a different opener for The Rock because this sort of came across our desk.
Tommy Rockliffe has gone to hospital with deep vein thrombosis.
Really?
DVT. Oh, man, he's had a shocking year, hasn't he, ever since he came on.
Don't you get that from flying? He hasn't flown anywhere, Rock.
You actually get it from not moving a lot.
Oh, there we are. Explains it. How the hell haven't you got it then, Fat?
How fat?
That's an excerpt from the show how long ago? 3 weeks?
Yep.
3 weeks ago, and he's joining us now to explain what the hell's going on. Rock!
How are we, gentlemen? Good afternoon.
How do you contract deep vein thrombosis, please?
Yeah.
Well, I hurt both my knees in one contest, going back with a flight. Big spoil, came down. Hurt both my knees, went to make a huge tackle, went and had some surgery on one of the knees, and then because I couldn't move too much, I quadded in the calf, and then a couple snuck up to the lung, and yeah, we are where we are.
Gee, we shouldn't laugh, Jim, because it actually got a bit serious, didn't it, Thomas? You had some thinners, which you should have been on for about the last 10 years, but it got a bit serious.
Well, I was thinking you could get your thorax out and give me some... No?
But it did get a bit serious, didn't it?
It did get a little bit hairy there for a while. I turned to Justin Westhoff, who was driving us to the hospital, and said, am I dying here? And he said, not on my watch. And then Chris Davies called and said, just call 911. So he couldn't care if I lived or died at one stage. Obviously calling 911. But we got there in the end, and we live, the pig lives to fight another day.
Now, we just need to pass on our personal thanks, Rock, for the state of Victoria at the moment. Your quarantine system over there has just completely ruined our state.
Well, I heard Bill have a bit of a go at the SA government and all South Australians, actually. A bit cheap to go after someone like Scotty Godgers in the prison bar strip. And our government just runs a tight ship. It's not our fault yours is incompetent.
I'm certainly not arguing with that bit, but you need to listen to this, Rock, just in case you didn't hear it the first time.
Adelaide's a dump anyway, Jim. Anywhere that's produced you is a shithole.
I actually came from
Perth. And that's a shithole too, don't you say Perth. Adelaide. Geelong's got bigger buildings than Adelaide, Jim. Tex with his stupid ears. Oh. Prison bar jumpers. Redbacks can't win a game, Jim.
Oh. No more.
Only one city with one highway.
No more.
Cross Lotto. Oh. Let's buy the budget to watch the footy. What a
Now, Rock, as a former very proud South Australian resident, I wasn't happy hearing any of that.
Yeah, well, as I touched on before, our government and every other government in Australia seems to be able to get it under control except for Victoria, but we should have known that there was issues with the Victorian government when Fat almost got elected in the government back in the day.
Mate, I
tell you what, Bill, your tailor-made Saturday rugby is getting beyond a joke, mate. JB's there to straighten it up, but you on that quiz are as useless as tits on a bull.
That's true. That is true.
Hey, you're not even from South Australia. You're a Benalla boy. You're a good country boy. And what, are you claiming South Australia now, are you?
Well, that's where I live now. So I'm South Australian at the moment.
How's your year going, by the way? You've played two games this year, both as a medical sub, didn't come on once, and then you get the deep vein thrombosis or whatever it is. You're on thinners. What have you this year?
I haven't accomplished much, but I want to know how pissed you were when you interviewed Jake the Snake with Kazeki. He had to put up with 5 minutes of absolute rubbish from you.
He loved it. We had a good chat to him. He rang back and said, "When I'll come on this week if you want to," because he loved it.
Really? I want to know, Bill, I've got a question for you. What does it mean when you hear that gate latch open at your house?
Oh, that means good times. Good times.
Is that the time to have the quick blue tablet?
No, not then. Oh, you got to go in half an hour before.
Now, Rock, when you're talking Jake Kosdecky, I think you're referring to the line of questioning Bill went with, which sounded a bit like this.
Right, and the girls, there'd be a few around, wouldn't there? With the snake, the...
What did you say?
That's why I've got my middle name.
Rock, what was that?
Oh, I've got no idea what he was talking about.
Actually, either do. Got no idea what I was trying to say. Now, come on. Now, tell us what's going on with Port Adelaide. You're 8-3. You got the bye. How are they travelling? Because some of your youngsters are a bit sore.
Well, 8-3. We've got a little bit of an injury list. So the break will actually do us a world of good to have the week off this week. And then we've got your mob after the bye, potentially over here, we hope, with everything going ahead. As long as that doesn't sort of shift in the next 2 weeks, we'll get Geelong, who are a top four team, and it gives us a good challenge. And we're going to be sort of fighting Geelong and a couple other teams for those top four positions. So it's a good chance for us.
But, Rock, you can have injury and you can have injury. There are very deep injury lists at a lot of the clubs, but sometimes they're to players that probably aren't as important as others. But you've got Burton, Butters, Cleary, Dersma and Fantasia all sitting on the sideline at the moment, including yourself to that list. And so they are very important people to the way you play footy.
Yeah, they are. I think we've seen how important even those young guys, Butters, we've missed him in the last couple of weeks, or first half of the season, I suppose. He only played a handful of games, and he's up against it to get back this year with a little bit of nerve damage in the leg. I think most of the guys we should start to see come back. Fantasia will be 2 or 3 weeks. I think Rosie should be okay. Dersma's moving really well, so he won't be too far away. I think Burton should be able to get up after the bye and Cleary will only be a week or two after that. So we do have a few troops returning from injury, which is a positive thing.
All right, Rock. Well, always good to catch up with you. I certainly like the research you do into Bill. Gives me the ability to laugh again at his cock-ups.
Yep.
But good luck with your own footy, mate, and health.
No, thank you very much. And I've got one for you to throw in the black book, boys. Not usual glorious with Travis Doodle. Won on the weekend. We're a part owner. Paid $30 over here. So get on next up, Bill.
What's it called, Pud?
Not usual glorious.
Terrible name.
It's a Kiwi horse.
Usual glorious.
Tommy Rockliffe, one of our favourites.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's Billy's Footy Tips. Love footy? You'll love Seekers Footy Tipping, with weekly prizes up for grabs, so you can join in anytime. Sign up now at SeekerFootyTipping.com. Seeker, your go-to product on the worksite.
All right, some teams with a bye, of course. The Cats, the Suns, Giants, Hawthorn, North Melbourne, Port Adelaide. So less games for us to tip, and therefore less for you to get wrong, Fat. Let's start with Friday night, or blockbuster, Melbourne and the Brisbane Lions, Giants Stadium.
Giant Stadium here, Jim. What a game this is going to be. The top of the tree, Melbourne, taking on Brisbane. I think they've won six or seven in a row. Mm. Great game. Not sure. Toss of the coin. I might go with Brisbane here.
Oh, righto. Mm. Sydney and St Kilda SCG.
Yeah, you'd have to go with Sydney at the SCG.
Yeah, not convincing me, the Saints. I'm not quite sure what they're up to. Adelaide Collingwood.
Playing at Adelaide Oval. That means Adelaide have to win this one at home, you would think. But I tell you what I'm looking forward to. I reckon Nathan Buckley throws the game plan out the window, Jim, and they actually attack. They don't go sideways and bloody backwards. They might go through the middle. We might see a different Collingwood this week, Jim.
They traditionally travel very well, the Pies, even when they're going bad. Essendon, Richmond at Optus Stadium in Perth.
Dreamtime at Oz. OS.
Oh.
Optus Stadium, Jim.
Stadium, yeah. That's it.
Yeah. Yep. So what about that? It's sold out already. Can you believe that? Well done to the Perth public there.
That's it.
For booking seats there. That is great, isn't it? Mm-hmm. To find out that it's over 60,000 sold. So well done to all those people there. And I think the Bombers. Ooh. I like the Bombers here, Jimmy boy. Right. Playing good footy. They're over there. They've been over there for a week. So I like the Bombers myself.
All right. Carlton and the West Coast Eagles at the SCG.
Who knows who's going to win this? You can't trust Carlton and you cannot trust the West Coast Eagles. Because it's away, they just can't win away. So I'm going with Carlton, believe it or not.
Jeepers.
Well, you couldn't go with West Coast. They lost last week at home and they lose every game away.
True, but you expect good outfits to bounce back. I do.
Well, they're missing Tim Kelly and Oscar Allen from last week, so Carlton, they've got to win this one.
Fremantle, well, we say that every week. Fremantle, Western Bulldogs, Optus Stadium in Perth.
Yeah, it's a good game. I reckon Freo will take it up to them, but I think the Dogs will just get there with their... They're just too classy, so the Dogs to win that one.
If they could get someone ahead of the ball, Fremantle, they would be a very different outfit, a much more dangerous outfit. All right, Fat, there's probably about two or three from six.
Six.
And it's all thanks to Seeker.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, Marco, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
James Brayshaw and Billy Brownless, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. Don't forget, download the Listener app. You can listen to us anytime, anywhere during lockdown on tomorrow's show. One of our favourites, Josh Gibson, is going to chat to us. He's on Celebrity Apprentice.
I know, like an idiot song too, did I read?
Yes, you did.
The idiot song, Matty Haywood doing a magnificent job in the booth. Now, Fat.
Yep.
The joke, there's been something wrong with you today. You've been down in Geelong. You're gloating about the fact that you're free to move around and do what you want, which annoys me.
Yep.
And I think that the connection between Geelong and Melbourne has reflected that gloating. Because quite often today it's cut you off.
Has it really? Well, that's sad for the listeners, isn't it? Really is. Because
been a better show
for it. Just want to hear from Fat.
All right, so wraps, joke.
Hit it.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
An oldie but a goodie, Jim. I just saw falling through the other day, so I like it. A bear and a rabbit were shitting in the forest, Jim, fair to say. And the bear turns to the rabbit and says, "Do you have a problem with poo sticking to your fur?" The rabbit said, "No, not at all." So the bear picked up the rabbit and wiped his bum with it.
Yep. I reckon close to 30 years old, that joke.
Yeah.
30.
It's a good one.
Yeah, like the 80s.
Oh, how long since you've
been sneaking around?
Oh, nah.
That's three pretty pawns.
It's like a poor joke and an old joke retold. That's how old Bins is going down in Geelong.
Yesterday's was very good, by the way. I got good feedback.
Wouldn't have.
I'm happy to be in Geelong. No restrictions.